Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 441. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Casanovas and Heat. That's a Boston band. The song I played there is Destiny Street. It's on the band's album Twisted Steel Sex Appeal. Katorga Works put that out, I guess, digitally in January, though the physical copy didn't come out till last week, which also was the band's final show. One of those bands that implode too soon. A very interesting album. The guitar work is just fantastic. The recording quality is just abysmal. Kind of reminds me of some early Husker Du, and that's a good thing to remind me of. Anyway, I've got good music for you this week. I'm going to play it, and hopefully you're going to like it too. Let's jump here. This is brand new from Hop Along. The song is called One That Suits Me.
Cracked, but
As the commercials used to say, that's two great things that taste great together. That is the Smithereens with the song Acid Queen, of course, originally from The Who. And that is from the album The Smithereens Play Tommy, which is, just as you heard, The Smithereens Playing Tommy, or selections of. That's an album that came out in 2009 that I just picked up, just learned existed a couple weeks ago. I'm happy to have it. Happy to have something else from Pat D'Annunzio, who we lost about, I don't know, maybe a month ago, 3 months ago. Time flies quick. I really enjoyed that band. The effort overall, well, it's pretty much a note-for-note kind of cover. I think that song there gives Pat this chance to sound the most like the Smithereens, so that's why I played that one. Before that, we heard from Hopalong from Philly. The song is One That Suits Me, and it's on the new album Bark Your Head Off, Dog, which came out today, April 6th, on Saddle Creek Records. The album is a little more experimental than the previous ones, a little slower, a little more electronics. I'm not sure I like it as well, but there are some good tracks on there, and I'm sure if you listen, you'll find something that you enjoy. And that's just how the podcast works. I mean, every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. Anyway, let's jump into some more music here. I have something also brand new from Juliana Hatfield. This is Please, Mr. Please.
With the best of country music. classic, old and new. You can hear your five selections for a quarter, and somebody else's songs when yours are through. I've got good Kentucky whiskey on the counter, and my friends around to help me ease the pain. Till some button-pushing cowboy plays that love song, and here I am just missing you again. Please, mister, please, don't play B.
Some wild oats that I need some, and I just just can't seem to leave them girls alone.
Specific knack, I file under attack. The only time you cross the line is when you're crossing back. Have you changed the song we were singing, or have I just lost the air? If I said your behavior suffocates, would you care? Don't stop if it feels good, do it. Don't stop if it feels good, do it. Don't stop if it feels good, do it. Don't. You found the perfect spot for Jimmy's wicked thought. It's in my permanent collection now, like it all. Wishing away that the legacy left came in a frame and was the victim of death. It adds more work to work I've done, but as long as you've had fun. Don't stop if it feels good, do it. Don't stop if it feels good, do it. Don't stop if it feels good, do it. Don't. Sometimes life's not fair. To think you almost apologize. Put her there. Don't be sad at all. I'm about to get killed off. The writing's on the wall. If you believe everything that you read turns to the only thing that you'll ever need. If it feels good, do it. Don't stop. If it feels good, do it. Don't stop. If it feels good, do it. Don't stop. If it feels good, do it.
Fun set. Lots of things happening in that one. We ended it with Sloan from Toronto. The song is Don't Stop If It Feels Good. It's on the band's brand new album, 12, which is not coincidentally the band's 12th album. It's amazing that lineup has stayed stable for so very long. So many singers and such a high quality of output, despite the fact that, at least here in the U.S., that band really has never made big waves. That album just came out today, April 6th, on Yep Rock Records, and I wholeheartedly suggest you go out and pick that one up. Before that, we heard from John Paul Keith, the song Leave Them Girls Alone. It's on his new album, Heart-Shaped Shadow, which came out last week, March 30th, on Last Chance Records. I played him on the podcast a few years ago, and I really enjoyed that last album, and I really enjoy this one. It's definitely got the sound of Memphis, where he is from. And then we started things off with Juliana Hatfield with the song Please, Mr. Please. That is from Juliana Hatfield Sings Olivia Newton-John, something that we didn't know we wanted, but I'm happy to have. That comes out next week, April 13th, on Laundromat Records. The album itself, it sounds a lot like Olivia Newton-John, honestly. There are a couple of tracks that swing a little bit harder than the original, and I do like the kind of straightforward, not-so-fluffy voice of Juliana Hatfield over Olivia Newton-John, but overall, it's an interesting album more than a good one. That track there, Please Mr. Please, is one I wasn't really familiar with. It was written by Bruce Welch and John Rustle, who you may know as backing up Cliff Richards in The Shadows. So a song they wrote there with some, I don't know, I kind of like that one. It's winsome, though I think there's probably a number of songs written about what songs shouldn't be played on the jukebox. Anyway, I'm about out of time. Let me wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 441. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. A lot of things happening tonight. Julian Baker's at the Granada. Mover Shaker is playing a giant bill at Roller Dog tonight. Emmeline Twist is playing at Josie's with a couple of other bands. It is First Friday after all. On the 8th, you have Dashboard Confessional playing at the Granada. That's with Beach Slang and Kississippi. That should be a really good show. Darkness is at the Truman. And Duran Jones is at the Record Bar. And Nap Eyes are playing at Love Garden. What a night the 8th will be. The 10th, the Queers are at Davies. I think American Discord's on with that one. The 12th, Witch Jail is at the Brick. I think Jorge Arena there. The 14th, Brian Fallon at the Riot Room. Chastity Belt is playing at the White Schoolhouse on the 15th. On the 19th, Shravan's at the Record Bar. The 21st is Record Store Day. So all your record stores are having great shows, but I know Casket Lottery is playing at the Mills, and I'm looking forward to that. On the 24th, Joe Jack Talcum, a.k.a. Your favorite front man from The Dead Milkmen. Sorry, Rodney. I was always a Joe guy. Is playing at the Record Bar, and I think Destroy Nate Allen's on that show as well. On the 26th, Always at the Record Bar. 27th of Montreal is at the Record Bar. And the 27th, Rogue Wave is at the Riot Room. I may make the road trip out to Off-Broadway in St. Louis on the 29th for Martha, if anyone's interested in a road trip. On the 30th, L.A. Witch is at the Riot Room. And then looking into May, May 2nd, TSOL is coming to the Riot Room as well. Looking at the website, a few new things have popped up there. There are photos and video of the Lover Girl, Natural Velvet, and Abandoned Bells show that happened at the Mini Bar last week. Photos up there of the Whiffs, Flesh Panthers, Willie Bushman show that happened at Voltaire. And you'll probably have photos of the Power Pop show with Badfinger and Big Star tributes that happened last week. And, well, soon we'll get photos up of that Pale Waves in Heaven show that happened last night at the Record Bar. Anyway, one last song for you. I've been really on a kick of these Ace Record compilations, and I picked up last week Beat Girls Espanol, 1960s She Pop from Spain. And the track that I love the most is kind of predictable. It's a cover that's just been changed to Spanish language, but it just has such a wonderful, I don't know, swinging vibe to it, I guess. The artist is Sonia. The song is called Aquí en mi Nube, or you may know it as Get Off My Cloud. So we're going to end things here. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Le dije, tú te puedes largar, tú.
Yo quiero solo estar.